The fires raging through parts of California this week are just the latest in a wave of deadly fires to hit the state in recent years. Many people have died. Even for the survivors, though, losing everything when their homes are turned to ash is devastating. That's the case for Bernie Krause. His home and everything in it was destroyed in one of last year's fires. Krause spent decades recording the sounds of nature from all over the planet. Here's the world's Carolyn Beeler.
This is what it sounds like when a family of elephants drinks together from a marsh in the Central African Republic.
I've been recording these habitats for 50 years. I started in 1968.
The physical version of this recording once sat among thousands of others in Bernie Krause's home studio in Northern California.
Hundreds of reels of tape lining the walls and closets of that studio, and a lot of different kinds of equipment.
That recording of elephants was near this one, of a summer breeding ground for migratory birds in Alaska. And this one of orangutans calling in a Sumatran rainforest. Over the years, Bernie Krause says these recordings have become a vast auditory archive of how humans are degrading the natural world.
Well over 50% of my archive comes from habitats that are either altogether silent or they can no longer be heard in any of their original form now. In other words, this is extinction of whole habitats.
Krause says that family of African elephants was poached. Climate change is transforming the Alaskan breeding grounds. And most of the trees those orangutans used to swing in have been chopped down. And late one night last October, those recordings themselves, the originals anyway, were wiped out by a wildfire fueled in part by climate change.
When that fire started up, for the first time in my life, I realized that we were staring global warming in its malevolent eye.
The changes Bernie Krause has been documenting around the world had come home to his own backyard in Sonoma County. Krause first spotted last year's blaze through the glass in the front door of his house.
And I thought I was seeing the reflection of the television set, but it wasn't. It was the whole hill outside our home that had just burst into flame, almost spontaneously.
The 10-acre plot of oak trees surrounding Krause's house was on fire.
There wasn't any place that we could look that we didn't see the fire. It was spontaneous and everywhere.
Krause and his wife drove over melting asphalt and through a wall of flames to flee. They felt lucky to escape when 43 others were killed. But their house and Krause's studio were incinerated.
I lost 50 years of notebooks. All of the metal on the reels of tape melted. It was gone. It was just gone. It was obliterated. It was all ash.
One complete copy of Krause's archive survived. He'd stored it in France just months before the fire. But today, the flames are again closing in on him. The deadly campfire is about 120 miles away from the place he and his wife are renting in Sonoma. As he speaks to me from a makeshift studio in a bedroom, smoke is hanging over the house and surrounding vineyards.
We can hardly see the ridge line, which is about a half a mile across the valley where we live. And excuse me, and I'm coughing from the smoke.
The sun burns a dystopian red.
It's a very eerie kind of reddish orange from sunrise to sunset.
And Krause especially has noticed how quiet it is outside. Last year, he recorded a typical fall evening in this part of California. I asked him to step outside a couple nights ago to record a comparison.
Okay, I'm in the house right now, and I'm going outdoors. Normally there's hundreds of crickets out here vocalizing, but not tonight. Not any night since these fires.
The birds and crickets are silent in the smoke. Does it feel sort of like deja vu?
Yeah. But I'm getting a lot of that. I mean, every time I go out into the field now, I get examples of that.
How so?
Well, I see the habitats changing. When I go back to them, they're subtly changing in some places and radically changing in a lot of others. And that's where I am not optimistic.
He's not optimistic that a lot of people will link these fires in their minds to climate change, even though scientists say they are related. California is warming up and drying out.
But I am hopeful in the sense that there's some young kid out there who will have an idea how to get some serious, no fooling around action about eliminating the use of fossil fuels.
For now, Krause and his wife are watching the fires and waiting.
We're just very alert. And if they get anywhere within 50 miles of where we're at, we're out of here. We're coming to live with you.
Their escape route is one single lane road. Their emergency bags are packed and waiting by the front door. For The World, I'm Carolyn Beeler.